See us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. that's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and marmalade.
John,
what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio. Woo!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A string of storms, including tornadoes, tore through parts of Indiana and Ohio overnight. People in Madison County, Indiana, are asked to stay home.
There are trees down on every main road. Even the side streets are all covered with trees. Power lines, utility poles are down right now.
Todd Harmerson's with emergency management there. There are no reports of anybody killed. There are widespread power outages. The Ohio Department of Transportation is using snow plows to clear debris off the roads. President Trump's on his way back to D.C. from a four-day trip to Japan, telling troops serving on the USS Wasp, docked in Tokyo Bay.
Together, you're advancing freedom on the high seas, shielding our nation from dangerous weapons, and preserving the peace that generations of valiant American warriors gave their lives to secure.
Earlier, he spoke to Japanese troops on another ship docked nearby. This is Fox News.
When did you order leather pants? You're 43. What were you thinking?
Uh-oh. Someone had a little too much to drink and went internet shopping. Welcome to the age of alcohol-fueled bad tech decision-making. From buying things you don't need to posting embarrassing photos on social networking sites, every time you drink, you put yourself at risk. But not anymore, because now there's the Inebriator, a breathalyzer that plugs into your home computer or smartphone to prevent dreadful drinking decisions. Simply breathe into the Inebriator, and if your BAC is too high, you're stopped in your tracks.
You're looking pretty hot. Shirtless bathroom selfie coming right up.
The Inebriator not only protects you from your own bad decisions, but it protects others from being exposed to things they don't care about.
Oh my God, I gotta take a picture of this entree.
The Inebriator. Sober up and log on to www.drunkwtf.com.
I can tell by the old clock on the wall, it's time to do this thing all over again. How you doing, Greg Budell?
Good morning, day. A creature unafraid.
And can we get a word from you, Jay Scott?
Howdy.
Well, that's a word. Emily Hayes, what you having for breakfast?
A cup of arsenic, a spider, some glue. A lizard's gizzard, and he's here or two.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. You want some of whatever Emily's having?
No, thanks.
And Rich Thomas. I understand when you go out of town, you travel under an assumed name. What do you tell the folks when you check into a hotel?
I am Elmer J. Fudd, millionaire. I own a mansion and a yacht.
Sounds believable. Stand by for three men and a lady.
Well, bull, I say bull, my weevil. I'll do it.
Well, it's three men today because our lady is not feeling well.
Oh, no.
I agree. We'll get details on that story coming up. Jay Scott is here.
Hey, Scott.
And, of course, the Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
We just finished the Memorial Day weekend, but it felt more like the 4th of July weekend with the kind of heat that we experienced. And by the way, just because the weekend is over, the heat is not. Sunshine hot today with a high temperature around 96, 97. By the way, the record goes way back to 1916, 97. We could tie a 103-year-old record today. Low tonight, 71. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 96. That would tie another record. Still dry. Risk of a couple of showers towards Thursday evening as a front meanders into the area. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Spotty Friday. And then a lingering chance over the weekend, at least widely scattered storms on Saturday and Sunday. Right now, this morning, the airport is reporting a little mist in the air with all that humidity now at 94%. 4 miles visibility. Temperature is 69 at 6:11.
The following program is brought to you with limited commercial interruption.
I'm very excited. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
What? Put on a show.
Boy, that's a toughie. We'd need a microphone for that.
We got a big broadcast to do here.
What are we waiting for?
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
To the airwaves.
It's showtime.
And we're going to go back to the weather.
It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
In and among all the other stories there are to cover today, a weather event, tornado event, in Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio had a massive couple of tornadoes late last night in the 10 o'clock hour. So what do you do if you're a TV weather guy? You have to go on the air, and sometimes that means interrupting an important show.
Let's find out how that worked out for Jamie Simpson.
It's also rainy. I was just checking social media. We have viewers complaining already. Just go back to the show. No, we're not going back to the show, folks. This is a dangerous situation, okay? It's nice, right? Think about this was your neighborhood. I'm sick and tired of people complaining about this. Our job here is to keep people safe, and that is what we're going to do. Some of you complain that this is all about my ego. Stop, okay? Just stop right now. It's not. I'm done with you people. I really am. This is pathetic.
It's
a dangerous situation here. All right, I'm sorry I did that. Really bothers me that we have people that don't care about other people's safety around here. That's just ridiculous. New tornado warning here. Oh, that's the same one we had. That's headed towards central and southern Mercer County. That's till 9:45.
Yeah, you know, and Jay sent us one from the guy in Oklahoma the other day, and his no, we're not going to stop doing this. No, this is life, you know, people's lives, you know. We don't care about your stupid show.
Life and death.
Yeah.
And yet, of course, I played that, that one was a few years old, the lady that called, left the message for the Dallas TV station. You're interrupting my...
It's not even my county. Yeah. Well, guess what?
I applaud him. He may have made one little technical error there.
I'm done with you people.
I'm done with you people. That's probably
a bad way of putting it.
But he had absolutely every reason.
To be frustrated.
Yeah, to be frustrated and let people know, this is why we're interrupting your show. You could get killed, dumbbells. Honestly, it's just amazing how that, and that's a recurring thing that happens on almost a regular basis around the country. too bad Emily's not here because Menthol Meredith has. Maybe she's listening on the app.
She might be.
Is it the ER or the doc in the box?
I think she's going to the ER at this hour.
Well, I did a little online research when I got the text and described the system, and I think she has beriberi.
What?
It's very rare. No local news. Just thought I'd add that to your money.
Before I sat down, thanks.
Well, yeah. And you got all comfortable. So, it was had a good Memorial weekend, but there were some tragedies that took place. The Bramblett story is still sinking in. Bart Starr lived a good old life till 85 years of age, but that, you know, when there's a benchmark name, not just here in Alabama, but, you know, nationally, I remember, you know, as fans do, hating Bart Starr because every time he came into Chicago, we beat the Bears. And yeah, that got old.
Yeah. He's definitely a Montgomery icon. The Rod story from Auburn is him and his wife is just so shocking. He was the voice of not only football but basketball and baseball too.
Yeah,
and has been since about 2003 when he took over. So I mean that's just it's just shocking. And how that teenager, that 16-year-old,
do they know? What was going on? Was he distracted?
I don't know the story. I don't know if they're saying what happened. But I can't imagine the rest of his life thinking about this.
Listener Morris Drennenberg, since we had the sadness about Bart Starr, the shock over the Bramblett tragedy, I got this this drawing of. The Alabama elephant, and
that's good.
Got a lot of likes and shares off that because it really kind of captured everything. So it was one of those. What happened to this? There's supposed to be a picture of Bart Starr there. It's not showing up. Well,
it could have. On that picture, it could have been something that expired or was removed for whatever reason.
Isn't that cute?
Oh, God. Wiener dog. He walks away.
Yeah, he's got the wiener all right.
Yeah.
All of it.
That's good.
We are at 6:17. We'll be back in just a second. With something, I'm not sure what.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks. Helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's a short week, didn't work Monday. That's because Monday was a holiday. 4 days to be with my boss, saying use the 4 days to get 5 days work done. 3 days was a nice weekend. I wish that a shorter week was more common. Yesterday, we were not working. Now it's only 4 days until the next weekend.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB at 619. Three men and no lady today. But
three men and a Bailey.
A dog.
Three men and a Bailey.
I like it.
That is going to work. She wants extra chickens if she's going to be contributing. Yesterday, Bill Buckner passed away. And
there was a lot of sports-related
tragedies.
Yes. Yeah.
Especially the Bramlett thing.
Buckner, of course, who is a great guy and unfortunately remembered for, you know, that moment in 1986. And
well, here's something about that I had never heard before. He was interviewed before that game, and he said, your nightmare is always that the ball could go through your legs.
He said that?
He said that. You're going to hear it, and then you're going to hear Vin Scully. And this interview was done on the same day as the game. Check this out.
The dreams are that you're going to have a great series and win. The nightmares are that you're going to let the winning run score on a ground ball through your legs.
You're
so
kidding.
Those things happen. I think a lot of it is just fate.
So the winning run is at second base with two out, 3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first, behind the bag.
God, this guy was awesome. That was, but there he it's almost as if he talked himself into making his worst nightmare come
that
true.
That phrase they described him as, which we can't say on the radio.
Now, of course,
decades.
That meant the Red Sox curse continued.
Right.
In 2007, they brought Bill Buckner back to Fenway when all was forgiven.
Please welcome back to Boston.
It was a great feeling. It was almost embarrassing, though, to be, you know, have that many people looking at you. But it was very good, though, and emotional. I mean, I took the time to look at the people in the stands, and, you know, you can tell when people are being real sincere, and, you know, it was a tearjerker. Hopefully it's Bill Buckner in 86 World Series, but he was a pretty good player. Leave it at that.
You know, it's so unfair when fans do that, and because they had multiple opportunities to win that game, and they were ahead in the game seven that was forced by that error.
Yeah.
And they blew that too. So it wasn't just Bill Buckner that lost that series.
I know.
And here's a clip from Curb Your Enthusiasm where they wrote him into the show saving a baby dropping from a burning building.
Oh, you're kidding.
He doesn't mess this up.
Herman here is from Boston. He's a big Red Sox fan, and he can't be in the same room with Bill Buckner. I'll have to ask you to please leave. I'm terribly sorry.
Are you serious?
I'm really...
Are you for real?
October 1986. Two outs.
Larry, don't worry about it. Hey, they can't help themselves.
Yeah, you're damn right.
Yeah, we can't help ourselves. Don't let the door go through your legs on the way out, Buckner.
I toward the end of that Curb Your Enthusiasm episode, him catching that baby on the run and everyone just cheering for him and then holding him up on his shoulders. That's what I think people should do, is hold Bill Buckner on their shoulders because he's a true champion of the game of baseball.
Don't let the door go through your legs on the way.
That's a great line. I got to tell you, Larry David is a jerk, but he is one of the funniest people ever. All right, we are at 6:23. If you have, and I thought about this yesterday, because I was having, even with glasses, they were constantly getting schmutzed. And I must have gone through about a dozen of those packets with the glass cleaner yesterday.
Right.
It's just so frustrating. How nice it would be, you know, Joey had LASIK. He doesn't have to deal with that. Anybody that is eligible for LASIK should at least consider it. And Montgomery Eye is the place to go because for experience, it's a practice that's been around for 75 years and you have two of the most board-certified corneal specialists and experience anywhere. They live and work here, Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin. And it doesn't cost you anything to find out if LASIK will work for you. About 10 minutes. You can do it on a lunch break. Call 272-2020. Make the appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor. Nobody's going to press you to make an immediate decision, but man, if you can, they can also help finance the procedure with care credit for qualified customers. But as the experience and outcomes continue to achieve perfection, the prices come down. And they've made it something that at one time was in the realm of only people with a lot of money in their pocket. Now it's affordable for most anybody. 272-2020. Learn more online at onlinemep.com. At 624, our first look at the roads of Mr. Balaki. And then Rich has the timeline for the 28th of May.
Montgomery Skywatch checking out your traffic for this Tuesday morning, and things look pretty good as you head into work. We don't see any real problems on the interstates. They are moving along at a speed limit right. If you're on the boulevard, traffic is starting to build up, but there's no major delays for you. And if you're coming into town on any of the 31s, they look absolutely fantastic this morning. Just watch the traffic around you. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Feels like Monday, but wasn't Monday already here?
629 on News Talk 93.1 FM. It's Piccolo Day on the timeline with your host, Rich Thomas.
I saw that guy yesterday. Boy, he was crunk. This is the 148th day of the year, 217 days remain on National Hamburger Day. Is there anything more American than a hamburger?
Yummy!
I think I heard on the way into work there are 62 billion consumed a year. Remember when McDonald's used to have that number on the, how many billion?
And I think, I don't want to date myself here, but I believe originally it said 1 million sold.
Yeah.
Because that was a big number at that time.
Oh, yeah.
1 million. I remember when it went to 100 million, and then it got it to billions.
And then they stopped.
Why?
Then they said billions and billions sold.
That's the question.
Why?
That begs the question. 156 years ago in 1863, the Union's first black regiment left Boston to go fight in the Civil War. 85 years ago in 1934, Diane's quintuplets were born in Ontario, Canada. They were five identical girls and the first quintuplets to survive their infancy. They're all gone now. They died at the ages of 20, 35, 67, 75, and 75.
That's weird.
Yeah. The Golden Gate Bridge opened to vehicles on this date in 1937. What an amazing an event that was. And still, when you see the Golden Gate Bridge in person, it is just jaw-dropping.
And even more so when you think about the time they built it. You know, they didn't have the engineering equipment they do today to make something that amazing.
Yeah. They're always painting the...
Always painting it, yes. Yeah.
62 years ago, in 1957, the National League club owners voted to let the Brooklyn Dodgers move to L.A. and let the Giants move to San Francisco. Well, the Mets were founded 5 years later to fill the National League void after they left New York City. Vin Scully left with the Dodgers, and then how many 60-some seasons?
67 seasons.
He broadcast...
And he wasn't sure that they were going to take him.
Yeah.
But that was quickly resolved by that time he was
in his 20s. Now our song of the day. Yesterday, Memorial Day, is the unofficial start of summer. Even though summer begins in about 3 weeks, guess what? We're declaring the start of the Songs of Summer season. And oh my gosh, what a more fitting song to start than the B-O-Y-S of summer. About girls, fast cars, summer. The year is 1964. Brian Wilson's 21 years old. The Beach Boys will have fun, fun, fun until Daddy takes that T-Bird away.
Well, she got her daddy's car.
Welcome to the Songs of Summer series.
That sounds like a minute 53 or something like that.
I think it's 220.
Or was it two?
Like
okay.
That was sort of the longer one.
You know? then he's 21, and what is he, 76 now? Brian is amazing. He's, you know, borderline psycho, or he was, but he's amazing. On this date in 66, Percy Sledge started a two-week run at number one with When a Man Loves a Woman. I was in Hattiesburg, and I went way out of the city to a black bar with no white people in it to see Percy Sledge, and it was kind of like that scene from Animal House, where you remember when they went to, you know, You Mind If We Dance With Your Date? That scene. But it was great. I saw Percy Sledge do When a Man Loves a Woman. On this date in 73, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon was released. It stayed on the U.S. charts for 741 weeks from 73 to 88, longer than any other album in history by far. This is the day in 76 that the Allman Brothers Band split up. Greg Allman testifying against his road manager, Scooter Herring, who was charged with drug trafficking. Group got together again in 2 years later. 5 years, this is 1977, 5 killed, 165 injured in the Beverly Hills Supper Club fire. This is in Southgate, Kentucky. Legendary singer and TV host John Davidson escaped and helped a lot of people to safety. This is the date that actress and singer Irene Cara started a 6-week run on number one with Flashdance, What a Feeling. I can have it all.
That's a good song.
It is a good song.
But, and Miss Hayes is not here today to argue with me, but that song did, that movie messed up a lot of women's minds, in my opinion.
Boy, I remember where I was when I got this news 21 years ago, 98. The great Phil Hartman, who I just love, was shot and killed by his raving lunatic wife, and then she killed herself. I remember texting my friend, this is unbelievable news. 9 years ago in 2010, Gary Coleman died at the age of 42. I forget, what did he die of? Was it drugs?
I think because of his size that created issues for him.
Interesting.
Initiated some health issues.
He died from, I'm opening it up now, subdural hematoma.
Okay.
A type of hematoma usually associated with traumatic brain injury.
Interesting. On this date in 2015, Michael Jackson's former home, Neverland Ranch, listed for sale for $100 million. It's a 2,700-acre ranch, including a train station, of course, 6-bedroom house, a 50-seat movie theater, and 2 lakes. Just a modest little home. Birthdays today, Jesse Bradford is 40. Marco Rubio is 48.
Hey, Marco!
Kirk Gibson is 62. He won baseball's MVP of the award member.
He's
for
in
the
seriously
Dodgers.
Bad health, too.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. John Fogerty is in pretty good health at age 74, Creedence Clearwater Revival, CCRA. Gladys Knight, who is one of the Pips' backup singers, is 75. And Rudy Giuliani is 75.
Rudy.
Today. Rudy. Not that Rudy. 19 days till Father's Day, 37 days till the 4th of July, 94 days till SEC football. Birthday season begins in 121 days, and Christmas just 211 days away. That's your time.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
American. As Emily would say, American.
America.
That is the word post-Memorial Day, and sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon during happy hour, I will ask you to be caller 9 at 272-9228 with that word, and if you are, you'll win lunch for two. At Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
If they call up and say Canada, they don't win.
They don't win. Canada or any. North America won't win. Yeah. It's got to be America. This one. And it's so easy. Today's Tuesday, so usually I do it in the 4 o'clock hour on Tuesday. Okay. So if you need a hint, there you go. 272-9228 is our number to jot down. So you can play.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Sunshine, hot again today. We'll be in record territory. We have to get to 97 to tie the record, but it goes back to 1916. Wow. Low tonight, 71. Tomorrow's high, around 96. That would tie the record from 1962. Still dry, still hot. Risk of some widely scattered showers, perhaps by Thursday evening as a front tries to meander into our area. And then some scattered showers and thunderstorms, although spotty, will be around Friday. And left over a few widely scattered storms over the upcoming weekend. We need the rain. Right now, this morning, we have 69 degrees, a little mist in the air with that 94% relative humidity and calm winds at 639.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
It's showtime.
And we're getting ready to join the Alabama News Network, Rising. Our topic today, end a relationship over a messy partner. As Rich tries to get Bailey into the shot here on Emily's chair.
Keep talking.
Good work. See if she stays.
See if she stays. You going to stay? I'll give you, tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a consignment of chicken.
Hey, there you go.
Bribes always work. There you go, baby.
Seems like we're a little bit later getting to it.
By the way, Ryan is off all week, so we have young Ben.
Ben?
Ben Lang is...
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hey, baby.
Well, if you could just throw your clothes in the hamper instead of leaving them on every available surface in the house, maybe you wouldn't be alone right now.
All right, Ben. According to a new survey, about half of people have dated someone who is extremely messy, and for 1 in 5 of them, it was one of the reasons they ended that relationship.
Well, all right. A lot to talk about. Let's bring in 3 Minute Lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. I know that you guys can't relate to this one, correct?
It's 3 Men and a Bailey this morning, by the way.
Yeah.
Is Bailey in the chair?
Yes, she is. She is. Say hi, Bailey.
Hi, Bailey.
Say hi. Yay.
Hi, Bailey. Good girl.
By the way, Bailey is neat.
On command every time, and it sounds exactly the same, too.
Are you inferring that she's a sound effect?
By the way, that is her bark. It is canned, but it
she objects.
Bailey, is that you?
Yes,
thank
it
you.
Is.
What were we talking about again?
Yeah. Messy things that can end a relationship.
So, you know, clothes on the floor, it mentions toothpaste. What do you call those little...
Having toothpaste clumps stuck in the sink.
Clumps yeah. in the sink.
I don't really have that problem.
Yeah. So, which one of you are messy?
None of them. Do any of them...
Are any of you messy?
Certainly not Jalea.
Well, going off of this survey, which one of us is in a relationship? That's a real question.
Listen. How about this? Actually... I don't know, this could be wrapping up for you because you're always talking about how you need to clean your house. So she may come visit and decide, I don't want to do this anymore.
Okay, honest moment. Logan gets so mad when she's coming over and I don't clean up, but then I have a friend coming over and I'm like sitting there
Priorities, man.
I see. Look, I don't want to hog...
Has she seen your desk?
Conversation.
Yeah, she's seen her desk, that's right.
But... There's an extreme to this, too. Now, I'm guilty of almost everything on that list, but here's the thing.
What? What's the thing?
If you're a guy and you overcompensate for little issues like this in other ways, some of this will get overlooked by your potential dating target. On the other hand, I had somebody that made me nuts. I remember I was making breakfast for us.
Uh-huh.
And I made toast, and I was buttering the toast.
Oh, I know.
And she's with a dustbuster sucking the crumbs off the floor. It's like, will you get out of my way? Can't that wait till... No, it had to be done immediately.
Bailey will take care of the crumbs.
Well, yeah, that's why.
That sounds like me.
We work in the kitchen every morning when I bring... What do we have for breakfast today? BLTs?
Oh, just BLTs.
A huge BLT.
There may be a crumb or two on the floor. We may need to say it.
Not if she's in there. And I'm talking about Bailey.
Listen, if that's what it takes, I would be willing to come by and clean up if that would guarantee me a BLT. Is that what I need to do?
Oh, you know.
Sure.
Well, you know. Let me do this. I will make a commitment to do that for you one morning. But what I'm going to do is it's going to... Do you have a toaster at that place? in your building?
No.
We don't?
I don't think so.
I don't think we do.
You'd have to make the sandwich here and then take it over.
I'll have to go back there and check.
Yeah, there's a break room, but
Is that a requirement? Because I can get us a toaster.
if all we need is
a toaster,
because what I'll do is done. I'll drop everything off, some assembly required, and you can have your BLTs.
That sounds like a great deal, folks.
Because I use the best bacon,
yes,
and I use a lot of it.
But Ben's only there through the end of the week, so.
Well, Ben.
We'll have to get him a to-go plate. Or
and something. Ryan's going to love you if you do this while he's gone.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Why was that?
Mess just for Andrew to clean up. It'd be good practice.
This is the downside of being blessed with this great gift I have.
Okay.
A gift and a curse.
All right, guys.
All right. Well, on that note, guys, we will talk to you tomorrow morning. Have a great one.
Bailey says bye.
If you want to hear Warford 3 with a lady, be sure to tune in to...
A dog in there, not a pig.
I was like, let me just... We're going to skate on past it. Be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
Thank you, Bailey. You were wonderful.
She was... She should get an Emmy for that performance.
She get paid scale? What'd she get the...
She'd break the scale if she got on it.
You know, if it's possible, that young weatherman looks younger than...
No, he doesn't look younger than Matt.
They're
weekend guy.
But you know who they remind me of? I've seen pictures of you when you first started.
Oh, yeah. Listen.
Baby face.
So I did, and I had this issue, and I tell all of them, you've heard me tell Andrew, don't ever... feel bad about people saying, you know, about your age and
yeah.
And
no, you, have, you, that you look younger
because
you're gonna want that so bad.
You're gonna look back at that with so much fondness, and you're gonna also gonna age pretty well, I hope.
Look at how well that's worked out for me.
You sure is.
Shut up. It is 6:46. All callers to the show, including everybody so far this morning.
Yeah. And everybody that called yesterday, too.
Look, this week is going to be slow.
Gosh. A
lot of folks started their vacation time this week. So, and we'll probably, because we're going to have the same problem 4th of July week, too, as it falls on the Thursday.
It falls on a Thursday, so I'll be interested to see...
How's that going to work with us?
You know, we haven't talked about it yet.
Are we off Friday, too?
We haven't talked about it yet.
Oh, man.
Well, maybe if you plan the time off, we'll get some rain.
That's the other thing, is that even if we don't get it off, most people will take that Friday off to make it a 4-day weekend. Or no, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be a 4-day.
Yep.
Yeah,
right. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, yeah.
Wow. And I know when I'm going away. That sounds like...
That sounds horrible.
I'm going up the river. I took a plea in my case and... I'll
saw
be,
a fortune teller. I know when I'll be going away.
Around the last week in June, I'm going to go down and see Goose.
So not during the Father's Day thing?
No.
Because you and I, we had talked about that.
Yeah, well, no, because unfortunately, I'm gone that week and...
It's not a problem.
I'm sorry. It's just I didn't plan when the weather conference was going to be.
No, that's you got to go when you got to go, bud. I have been down there for many Father's Days, and more often than not, usually it's a week or so later. Here is Eric.
Hola.
Hey, Eric. Hello, Eric. How'd you get through?
I'm a resilient caller, Rich. Anything for the show, I'm a trooper.
Oh. I've just been through.
Those lines were just massively tight.
Woo!
Right. What's it's that? Like trying to get through. It's like trying to get through at 3 o'clock on Wednesdays on the afternoon show.
Oh my God. What you got on your mind?
You could have driven a truck through a nitroglycerin plant and not had a call.
I ain't got nothing on my mind, Rich. I just called to say, hey, hope y'all had a good weekend.
We did.
Did.
Well, thanks.
I overdid the food, but
how about
you?
It's
okay.
How
about, did you have a good weekend?
What'd you do?
Yeah, it was great. I went to. Just went shopping,
yeah.
Spent some money, enjoyed not being outside in the heat.
Woo!
And that's over today. This humidity and the heat.
Area pools that were nice and cool a few days ago are now a little, not toasty, but they've lost their coolness. You know what I mean?
And you just got to swim down to the bottom, right?
I guess so. Is that birds I hear?
Yes, sir, it is. That's not a soundboard either. That's the real deal.
Are you inferring that animals that you hear on this show are created through the art of sound effect?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, I would never infer that. You're a 100% genuine show, and I would never ever insinuate such a thing.
Eric, we got to run, but we thank you for the call.
Appreciate All right, fellas.
Thanks.
Cheap and Trashy coming up next, because it's 6:49.
What's her call?
Picnics, popsicles. There's a lot to love about the start of summer, but there's even more to love about WOW's Ultimate Internet Package, featuring our fastest speed 1 gig internet and WOW's best-in-class full home Wi-Fi. You get a better internet experience in every corner of your home. Plus, when you choose the Ultimate Internet Package, WOW cuts $25 per month off your bill for 2 years. Sign up now, and we'll trim an additional $10 off per month for your first year. Like summer, this deal will be over before you know it. So call now, 1-855-WOW-NOW-1.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreek.com for complete rules.
Paid for by Metals for District 74, P.O. Box 23158, Montgomery, Alabama.
There's a very important special election coming up on June 11th for State House. Do you know anything about the candidates?
I know there is only one choice for us. Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Charlotte Meadows, the Republican activist?
Same one. She is the only candidate with a proven record of serving with the Republican Party at the state and local level.
What else can you tell me about Charlotte Meadows?
Charlotte is a proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom.
We need conservative education reforms. Charlotte Meadows sounds perfect to represent us. Anything else I should know?
She will fight for the unborn, and she will reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she stands with us.
I'm sold. I'm voting for Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Tell your friends. Everyone needs to vote Charlotte Meadows for State House on June 11th.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Okay, Memorial Day is gone, but I have an exciting new sale that will run till June 10th. It's the after Memorial Day sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress. With tremendous discounts on this area's largest selection of quality mattresses and beds, great pillows, and the lowest true cost on adjustable bases. All Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Southern, and Scandinavian mattresses are on sale. Not just a few special purchases or limited editions. No interest financing is available with approved credit. We have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. This is Mr. Sandman's biggest sale since our Memorial Day sale. We have just added Diamond Bed in the Box mattresses to our lineup. Made in America, fabulous quality and comfort, and can ship in the U.S. at no cost. Before ordering online, you need to try these amazing mattresses in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Go to this area's favorite store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hold it. Is that what you're having for breakfast?
Sure. Haven't you heard? Fiber is really good for you.
Well, there's fiber, and then there's high fiber. Try this.
Colon blow.
Blow.
Sounds delicious. But is it really higher in fiber than my oat bran cereal?
Take a guess. How many bowls of your oat bran cereal would it take to equal the fiber content of one bowl of Colon Blow?
Two.
Guess again.
Three.
A little higher.
Four.
Keep trying.
Five.
No, you'll have to do better than that.
Seven.
Guess again.
Eight.
We'll give you one more guess.
Nine.
Not even close. It would take over 30,000 bowls to eat that much oat bran. We'll have to eat 10 bowls a day every day for 8.5 years.
Wow! I think I get the picture! Colon Blow must be the highest fiber cereal on the market!
Not anymore. Now that there's new Super Colon Blow.
Super Colon Blow?
It would take over 2.5 million bowls of your oat bran to equal the fiber content of one bowl of Super Colon Blow.
I'm convinced.
Colon Blow and you in the morning.
Colon Blow and new Super Colon Blow.
Warning, may cause abdominal distension. Consider the decision.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And the biggest show of the weekend was this one, but people were not happy with this film. Aladdin, $112 million.
Wow.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, dressing up as a genie, granting wishes, just rub his lamp and he will come outside. With long ponytailed hair, and his ears are so pointy.
Yeah.
Now here comes the man in blue on a magic carpet ride. A blue Will Smith, showing his blue nipples for you. Out of a lamp he burst, without a shirt, and one gigantic earring.
A blue Will Smith, a fresh and sassy attitude, with a triangle beard, that's really weird, cause now Will Smith's a genie who is blue.
Now Will Smith's a genie who.
With the heat and a long holiday weekend, people did go to the theater. I noticed I had to go to Home Depot for my tomato sprinkler. And by the way, I met some great listeners at Home Depot.
Oh, yeah?
Man, it was awesome. It was like I walked out of there feeling great. And then following that, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
I almost had a psychotic episode.
No, this is one of the films that... I was expecting to be bad. Critics had given it bad reviews, but audiences came away loving it.
They did.
Oh God, yeah. Everything I've read from
the source I got that bit from says no, that's not the case.
No, everything I read on forums and things like that of people who were not really interested in seeing it came away with like, hey, this is better than what I thought it would be. Actually, I had fun. It was great.
I'm looking forward to Rocket Man starting Friday.
That's this Friday. So is Godzilla this Friday.
Yeah. And I think Rocket Man is going to be, I think, probably better than Bohemian Rhapsody.
Market Watch says it had a 60% score on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, no. Rotten Tomatoes is critic reviews. But if you look at the audience score, it gets an A+ on audiences, on the what are they called, exit polls?
Yeah, right.
Exit polls.
Basically.
John Wick was number two with 31 million Avengers Endgame, up to 803 million domestic after a $22 million weekend. Pikachu at 17. Pikachu.
Pikachu.
Bailey.
Pikachu.
And a new movie called Brightburn, who cares, grossed $9 million. That I can table for later. Adam Levine quit The Voice. And nobody is...
You know how many episodes of The Voice I've watched?
Zero.
Let me see, count them all up. Yeah, zero.
All right, and you know how many episodes of The Voice I've watched?
Huh? Zero?
That would be zero also.
Okay, good.
Taylor Swift.
and that's about it.
You mentioned...
that's just in. Taylor Swift.
You mentioned Rocket Man, and Elton John said he did not want the sex and drugs to be toned down because that's how we lived, and so this movie will be honest. And Scott Pelley got the boot from the CBS Evening News for being a whiny-ass complainer.
Is that right?
That's what the word is. Yeah.
I saw he did an interview with somebody. Oh, with that guy I hate on CNN, the Mark there,